the name of the commissioning booklet for the HMCS Iroquois.
So Nigel Brodier is just showing me a book that he has here. Can you repeat the title again?
It's the Naming and Commissioning of HMCS Iroquois. She was the lead ship of the DDH 280 tribal program. But you look at the people who were involved, the inspectors, the ship builders, to begin with. This was in Sorel, a magnificent shipyard. The construction management team. These were very senior people, military, non-military, Department of Supply and Services, but they were skilled. They knew their business. Mm-hmm. They knew about shipbuilding. Department of Supply and Services placed contracts for 180 major and 2,600 minor equipment items. And there are further 22,000 items of spares.
Okay. Yeah, these, so it can be a very big business.
These are the major suppliers. Some of them are Canadian companies, some of them are Dutch, Italian.
Yeah.
The British company isn't mentioned there. Is there? Yeah. Arda Malar, La Spezia, okay. Signals. Dutch provided the radar. Arda Malar provided the gun. And Canada had the talent to integrate those all into one class of ships. So that's, that's the sort of capability that existed at that time.
And you'd like to see that?
I'd like to see it recreated.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or else, where are we going to get our ships? Which nation are we going to get them from?
And why should any other nation build our ships?
Why should they? That's a very good question indeed. If they do, they're going to charge us.
Yeah.
We won't get necessarily the jobs. Mm-hmm. Or if we don't even buy the ships from the other nations and we rely on other nations to defend our coasts and our sea lines of communications, mm-hmm. we're not going to get that for free.
All right, well, we're going to have to end here.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Mr. Admiral. And do you have any ending comments?
Just a great pleasure.
Okay.
Just a great pleasure to have the opportunity to speak to anybody from the university and especially yourself.
Thank you.
I applaud you for your efforts towards this interview, for the background work that you've done and the background research you've done. You're obviously becoming very well read. You really should join the Navy.
Thank you very much.